This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are another week and another dive down with rabbit holes of musings and learnings, listenings and discoveries as I find what makes my life flow and hope to inspire to find some flow in your life. This is half an hour that I invite you to take just for you, step out of the doing of life when there is so much of the doing and have a little space of being just with you to ponder, to get curious and find what helps you flow. So welcome and enjoy. So here we are, another show. Not so much the breathlessness from running this week. Yes, that may never be done again. And thanks for your patience last week. This week, croakiness on a whole new level as I find myself in isolation with COVID. So a little bit croaky maybe as I've hit the midway point of the week and sort of my lowest, I think. But I have been looking forward to the opportunity to record the show, a little bit of normality, I guess, and something to think about and ponder. So we are doing this on Zoom with me being in isolation. And so I hope you enjoy the show. Just some scattered musings today because my ability to focus on anything for too long is anybody that's had COVID, I think, would appreciate that doesn't happen in this space. So a few different ponderings for the show today. And I wanted to start off with the fact that as I closed last week, we were heading into Matariki. And so I just wanted to reflect over the beautiful period that was Matariki that we've just enjoyed, the first time of enjoying that public holiday. And I took the opportunity, as I have done for a couple of years, to get up early and go and see the Matariki cluster. And it was a beautiful morning. So I actually was joined by a friend, and actually her two children were awake. So there was the four of us on a street in Martinborough. We sort of met and we found a nice spot on the street where there was no trees. And we looked out and just, I grabbed my binoculars. My eyesight isn't as such that I can see it with the naked eye. I can see the fuzziness. I can make out where I think it is, but I can't actually find the stars. I'll put that down to my 45-year-old eyesight. But I'd taken my binoculars and I grabbed them out and I just looked up and I, bang, was there straight away. It was really quite magical. I was like, oh, I've got it. And it was just such a clear and beautiful morning, which I was incredibly grateful for. And we stood there for, I don't know, about half an hour. I'd taken a flask with some kawakawa tea and a candle and we made a wish and we remembered people and sort of just hung out as the dawn broke and there was the most amazing purpley colours coming as the sun came up. And it was just, there was just something magical. It was lovely to share it with a friend and with her children. And we were talking about all of these things and explaining to them and they were getting cold and we were explaining we just needed a bit longer and it's usually the opposite way around. So it was quite amusing. But it was just so beautiful. And I shared this on social media but also over the weekend saw some beautiful pictures of people celebrating in their own way. It was an opportunity. Much like I'd expressed, it felt like a time that was going to be a beautiful offering of the chance to build some rituals and traditions. So the going out to see the cluster was like a start point, but there was definitely that sense of coming together with friends and family. And I watched people share their images on social media that day, and there were bonfires and toasted marshmallows and there was beaches and and a really beautiful sense from the people I saw from my beautifully curated feed of inspiration, doing exactly what I think the holiday is going to be all about and what it symbolises in Te Reo Māori culture. So it was really beautiful. And here in the Wairarapa, we had a beautiful festival in Featherston, which my son and I had the pleasure of popping along to a couple of things. The night ride on the train with some fun lights was a real highlight as a family occasion. And hats off to the team that put that festival together. It was a really beautiful offering, and I look forward to watching that grow year on year and people really supporting it, because it was really beautiful. So I just wanted to reflect on Makariki and the magic that it can bring, and hopefully people did enjoy, or if not, have that moment of, oh, this is something that in the coming years we'll be able to embrace. I guess that lends itself nicely into the fact that, you know, the shortest day has gone, but we've hit that midwinter point, like July is now here. And we've right in the heart of winter. So I definitely know with my current situation of being in COVID and the needing to stop and pause, that highlights for me another element of the magic of winter, of slowing down and sort of taking some time. And I've definitely got all the hygge vibes going on this week. I'm very grateful for a beautiful Palliser Ridge blanket my husband was gifted last year, mm-hmm. that I'm enjoying being wrapped up in most of the time. I actually messaged a couple of friends. We've had some beautiful blue sky winter sunshine days, and so I've been heading outside when I can with a cup of tea wrapped in my blanket. And I was laughing, thinking, it's kind of Instagram worthy in the mental capacity of what this looks like. You know, you see those beautiful Insta images and the blankets, the coziness, the steamy tea, and then there's the person. And in this image in my head, you know, the things we see on Instagram are all so beautiful. And I can't help but laugh at the fact that the reality is me, bit snotty, bit sort of looking pretty grim, to be honest, you know. Sort of and I almost wanted to try and find that Instagram image that, you know, is in my head versus the reality of what it looks like in the everyday. And so do look out on social media. I may have stepped into the space of capturing that, because it was, it actually made me laugh. And I thought, gosh, if there's nothing else at this time with all of the things going on in winter and the bugs and the lurgies, if you can't have a bit of fun and a bit of a laugh, then what can you do? But yes, I've got the coziness going on. I have to say, COVID has not stemmed my appetite. And in fact, I am eating like no tomorrow. Huge craving for everything sweet, but in general, just food. I don't know. I think maybe it's just an illness thing where I'm just, the only thing you've got to do is eat. And so there's a lot of consumption going on. But apart from those musings, I also wanted to shed light on something else that I think is very beautiful for winter at the moment. And it's a new Arrow FM show I spotted on the schedule last week. It's a beautiful offering that is happening on a Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock. And it's called the Yoga Snug Nidra Nest. Now, I spotted this because I was on the Arrow FM site, as I often am, just having a look and checking out on the podcast list what I can listen to, which has been lovely this week. But when I spotted this by Odette Rowe, now I know Odette from back in my pregnant days. I did a pregnancy Pilates classes in Carterton, and Odette wasn't the teacher at the time, but she would be the fill-in teacher. She's a more yoga vibe. Beautiful, beautiful yoga teacher. So I followed her for a while, but I saw her name pop up and I saw the Yoga Snug Nidra Nest and thought, oh, this is going to be a treat, which has been absolutely perfect. So I highly recommend you checking this new show on RFM out. It's just a wee pocket on a Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock. And if that time doesn't suit, you can obviously grab the podcast link to step into your Nidra Nest, which is just an invitation that's perfectly timed with winter, where it's a guided meditation. It's going to take you on this really beautiful journey of relaxing, conscious, effortless relaxation. I did it, lay down on my bed, all cozy. Odette invites you to get into your Nidra Nest, on the first show, she talked about if you think about anywhere a cat would hang out, by the fire, in the sunshine, on the bed, very much so in our case, in our house. But, you know, you're going to be totally chilled out. You're going to potentially drift off to sleep because these beautiful sort of guided meditation vibes in this, you're all snuggly. She's just talking to you and taking you on this beautiful journey. But I highly recommend checking it out. I did it and had the most beautiful sleep after it. And so it's going to be the perfect addition to the winter months and on. And the perfect addition to the offerings here on RFM to just add to the feel good factors of the many shows that are on the vibe. So do check that out. As I said, we're very erratic today. My brain space is slightly all over the place. What else did I want to put in before we change tactic here? Doing nothing. So back to the COVID vibe. It's been testy, because you are forced into this situation, 7 days in isolation. I'm the only person with COVID in the house, which is probably a good thing. But it's definitely, I knew I had to rest. I knew that was one of the key things. And on day one, as we started to get into the vibe of what this was going to look like, in my head, I was like, I could easily do my work at home because I work at home. It's easy enough to do. And I started to think, okay, I could spread these hours out the whole week and just do a couple of hours a day. And I was about an hour in and I had a phone call from a colleague, and he reiterated, rest up, you don't need to be doing this. I was like, okay, but it's okay, I could do a few emails. I had to make an appointment. I had to change a doctor's appointment for my husband. So I'd rang up the surgery and I spoke to a friend who's actually on reception about changing the timing, and was telling her the situation and everything. And again, she reiterated, make sure you rest up, because the thing we tend to hear a lot is people that don't actually stop have a bigger impact, long-term effect. So I was like, yeah. Something, and the way that Phyllis, bless her, had expressed this made me go, maybe this isn't so cool. Is it really important? And I sort of, it made me stop and ask myself, do I need to be doing this or can I not? You know, a couple of hours emailing and admin stuff, is it really essential, or will this all just be there next week when I get back on track, hopefully? So I made a conscious decision to go, yeah, okay, it's not important, I'm going to stop. Which is a bit twitchy, was a bit like, oh, well, what am I going to do? Sort of like, I'm looking around thinking, oh, I could clean those shelves, couldn't I, or something? And then went, actually, no, Charlotte, no. So it made me think about the week before when I was referring back to that 5 minutes back in 2018 of doing nothing, and the reference in the 4,000 weeks of slowing down and sometimes stopping and sort of like making good choices about our time. And as I closed that book, I hadn't quite finished when I did the show last week, but one of the final chapters was a 10 tips for 4,000 weeks, and one of those tips was to learn to do nothing. And it just again reiterated with the situation I find myself in is how absolutely crap we are, especially as women, at actually being able to do nothing, to stop. I've been forced into this situation, and I found my journey with COVID, it's been sort of quite evolving. Every day is something different. The tiredness has increased. And so I have to give myself the space to stop and do nothing, like to honour this period of time that, you know, I'm not well, I'm sick. There's periods of the day, I have a little window of about 10 till 2 where I feel kind of semi-human and I feel like I could achieve things, but do I need to be doing it, or could I just stop, rest, listen to my body? And funnily enough, one of the things that has been slightly more challenging, because you've got Well, it's just me and my little guy because my husband's able to carry on working as an essential service. But it means there's a lot of noise. And as I've said so many times, I quite like my silence. I quite like my peace. And in this period of time, there is none. And today, actually this morning, my son, I was listening to music to choose for the show. And my son said, oh, can I listen to some music with my headphones on? And I was like, oh, no, not right now, darling. I'm doing something. And then all of a sudden, a bit later, he asked again. I was like, oh, you know, anything. So here you go. And then all of a sudden, there was this moment. He'd grabbed the headphones. He'd got the phone. He'd got his little Spotify thing grooves on. And then there was silence. And I was like, oh, my goodness, it's here. I've got it. Day four in, and I've got my window of silence. And Finn enjoyed his grooves, lay back on the sofa. I made a cup of tea thinking I am going to grab this and embrace it. Sat down, wrapped up in my beautiful blanket with my cup of tea. Again, another Instagram image of beautifulness. And I really just thought, because on the instant, I thought, oh, I'll jump in the shower. My shower at the moment's making me feel a million times better. But I went, no, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to stop and I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to have this cup of tea and I will embrace it for as long as it could be one song that I get here. I actually got 15 minutes, which felt like absolute bliss. But it was just so, I'd been craving it and craving it. It started to build. And then all of a sudden it was gifted to me. The universe, thank you. Gave me exactly what I needed, and I felt like $1 million after those 15 minutes of silence and a cup of tea and nothing. And so as we close this first half, my reflection, I guess, and the point I'm trying to make is we aren't good at doing nothing, but we really should try and hone the skill. I think I might be suggesting a challenge out there on socials and suggesting that we maybe just try this month to give ourselves 5 minutes a day to just do nothing and see how that looks like, see how it feels, get curious on what this looks like. So we'll see how it goes, and I'm sure I can chat on it as the weeks come through in July and see how we're winning or losing on the doing nothing strategy. But for now, do nothing to this beautiful tune. Enjoy.
We're all falling and we need a place to hide. A safe place somewhere in the woods we can start a fire. All we know is what will be our home. We will stay until break of dawn. The cold night takes us to a place to escape the chill. Tucked up somewhere in the woods on a hill. Wake up feeling the cold in between our toes. Is there a way back? Nobody knows. And we leave it all behind. Can't you see? Time. And we all sit around the fire. We feel a little warmer now. And we all sit around the fire. We feel so much better now. Thank you. all sit around the fire. We feel a little warm down, and we all sit around the fire. We feel so much better now, and we all sit around the fire. We feel a little warm down, and we all sit around the fire. We feel so much better now.
So I hope you enjoyed that. That was The Woods by Hollow Coves. A huge thank you goes out to my number one fan down south, because she introduced me to this group. She sent me a link to the song last week or so, and it was beautiful, and I've become totally addicted to them. I've been listening to them a lot. They're just this beautiful, as you just heard, very chilled out in the background, totally beautiful vibe at the moment. So continue to check them out if you enjoyed that song. So a change of tack for the second half, and I guess that Insta image photographing opportunity that I'm not necessarily taking up at the moment, but with the same vibe, an invitation to step into a bit of fun this winter and don the glamour and gumboots. I have had the absolute pleasure of joining forces with a friend who I hope to have on the show in the coming weeks to put out a very cool bit of winter fun, glamour and gumboots, a photo competition that was inspired by my friend Nicole Halliday. She has a beautiful business, The Fire Inside Photography, which I've had the pleasure of experiencing. And a little while ago, she entered a competition, Glamour and Gumboots, which was hosted by the Douse Art Gallery over in the Hut as part of a opening for an exhibition. I saw her post her picture that she'd entered this competition and detail all of the things, and commented that A, it was stunning, but B, we should do this in the Wadded Upper. So the idea was sown and the seed sort of germinated away in the background. And then winter was hedging, and stood touch base with her one day when I was obviously idling, doing nothing, and this thought came back onto the carousel of awareness. And I reached out to Nicole and said, shall we do it? And I think the guys at the Wairarapa Lifestyle might quite like this idea. So I reached out to Catherine Robinson, the beautiful editor at the Wairarapa Lifestyle magazine, that beautiful magazine we have the pleasure of getting free here in the region and is shared further. But it's a beautiful, beautiful magazine that sort of highlights beautiful stories, people, all of the magic that is the region. And I had a chat to Catherine, and she loved the idea and she wanted to extend it out to an article about Nicole and what she does with the Fire Inside Photography. So those guys had a lovely interview, did a big piece, and do grab a copy of the latest winter Wairarapa Lifestyle, and you'll see the beautiful piece on Nicole and all of her magic with the Fire Inside, and then also this beautiful image and a little promotion of the Glamour and Gumboots competition. Catherine suggested we do it with a sort of fundraising element. So we nutted it out and thought the nicest way to do it would be to raise some funds for the food banks all across the region. The magazine is featured for the whole region. And we wanted to sort of keep it to one location where we could spread the love further. So this beautiful opportunity means not only are you going to have a bit of fun, you're going to grab a dress, which sort of the opportunities might not be as high on the agenda in the middle of winter. Grab your gum boots, which are very much featured at this time of year, and take a picture in whatever situation you'd like, whether you get outside and do something, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. As long as you're having fun while you're doing it and it's bringing a smile to your face, you send the entry in and make a donation. We're suggesting a Koha donation of $5 for each entry, and that money is going to go to the food banks in the region. So we have four operating food banks: Martinborough, Featherston, Carterton and Masterton, and those service all of the region. And they have been hit so hard over the last couple of years with COVID and the need. And it's great that that service is there. And of course, winter is a tough time as well when power bills go up, all of the things, which means sometimes people need a bit of extra support. So we wanted to give something back to those people. And we thought this was a fun way to doing it. And we've heard from a couple of the food banks that love the idea. So we've already had a couple of entries in, which you can hopefully will be starting to be posted with permission from the entrants on our new Facebook page that is Glamour and Gumboots Wadarapa. So head on over there to find out more, or head to the fireinsidephotography.com where there is a Glamour and Gumboots page, so you can get all the details there. It's as streamlined as we could make it with sort of limited time, busy people and all of the things, but hopefully you'll sort of make the effort to click a couple of links and do what you need to do. But get out there, grab your gumboots, grab your dresses, get the guys dressed up, get the kids dressed up. It's it really is for anyone. And we in the background are sourcing some prizes to entice you into the mix a little bit more. Of course, this competition would not be right if the hot prize would not be a nice pair of new gumboots. So Mitre 10 Martinborough have donated a pair of gumboots, red band gumboots for the winner. We have also got a beautiful Brackenridge Spa voucher. We've got toast tickets. We've got a beautiful opportunity to enjoy a package with Nicole at the Fire Inside Photography. And there's more things coming in as we're reaching out for prizes. So however you want to do it, if you'd like to support with a prize, if you'd like to get involved, check out that Facebook page, Glamour and Gumboots Wadarapa, or thefireinside.com, or listen out on Charlotte Flows as I hopefully have a chat with Nicole in the coming weeks. The competition is open for the whole of July. So yeah, get to perfect for the school holidays to do some fun shots with the kids, because, you know, anything works. The more entries, the more opportunities for splitting out prizes, getting new categories, maybe get the team on board at work, whatever it is. We're just about having a bit of fun, but doing some good in the community. So that's me, I think. My voice is feeling like it's about to give up. So I am going to go and make another cup of tea, wrap up in my blanket, get all hoo-gah on life. And hopefully we'll be back next week feeling a little bit better. But I hope you enjoyed this show, which had a definite winter theme to it. Have a great week. Head over to the socials in case I've got any random musings or I'm challenging you to do nothing. But for now, thanks for listening. Thank you, as always, to Arrow FM for hosting the show. Look after yourselves, keep warm, and enjoy your week.